Well, the White House hasn't said when we can expect to hear formally from President Biden about the shot down aerial objects. He's giving a speech today on a different topic. He's facing lots of criticism from Republicans. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell summed it up on the Senate floor yesterday.
President Biden owes the American people some answers. What are we shooting down? Where did they come from? Whether they are hostile or not, is there coherent guidance about when to shoot them down?
These sometimes, can we say, odd moments happen a lot on a president's watch, as Princeton historian Julian Zelizer is here to remind us. Hi, Julian.
Hi, nice to be with you.
Nice to hear from you. So jump in. Your assessment of Biden's response and what you might be thinking of historically.
Well, I think overall he's done a relatively good job. It's classic Biden. It's a mix of diplomatic restraint, patience, and a firm response when necessary. I think he believes in presidential patience and playing the long game. And I think he's trying to balance the political pressures you hear from a Senator McConnell with any national security objectives that emerge from this, with trying to contain tensions with China as this unfolds. So overall, I think that's where he is, and probably the administration is relatively pleased despite the criticism with how this is unfolding.
Well, we speak with Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand elsewhere today. She says the military especially has been hesitant to talk about things in the sky, you know, for fear of triggering the whole UFO panic. And that's why they've tamped down when their pilots have seen things in the sky. They've tamped it down. She says there's a stigma. Do you see anything of that historically, you know, especially things in the sky or things, frankly, an administration, a president may not really entirely know what it is?
Not that much. I mean, if you think of the crises in the Cold War, for example, a lot of the presidential challenges that, for example, Dwight Eisenhower faced when the Soviets launched Sputnik, a satellite into outer space, or when President Kennedy in 1962 is dealing with surveillance that reveals Soviet missiles in Cuba, there's a lot of known. We know kind of what the risks are, what the threats are, and it's about when do you release intelligence, when do you share things with the public and say things out loud that might actually undermine the position of the United States versus when do you stay quiet even if you take a lot of political heat. This kind of added layer with, you know, UFOs and is this material somehow from outer space seems to me a new kind of challenge.
Right. And you know, so as you're saying, there's the diplomatic, you know, we might have backdoor negotiations. We don't want to say too much. But it's interesting that White House spokespersons have gone out of their way to say these are not aliens, which, of course, makes a lot of Americans think, wow, these must be aliens. and spokesperson John Kirby says they might be commercial or research drones, which makes one wonder, why wouldn't someone say, oh, but that's our drone, you know, that's our research drone. And, you know, what some of us are taking from this is, well, it's kind of a mess. I mean, your sense of that, you know, this is an administration grappling with something that has been growing for years now.
It's a mess, for sure, but it's a mess that's just, you know, a week plus in some ways old. And I think this administration tends to avoid responding very quickly to these kinds of pressure that come from, you know, the media, that come from opponents in Washington. And they're trying to figure out what this is. It's very likely it is some kind of surveillance technology, as we heard, from China. We don't know exactly the purposes, but that's why they're collecting the material. And I think in a few weeks we will have more answers to what this is. And the administration will then outline a plan. But to do it too soon is probably increasing the odds of presidential mistakes and policy mistakes as opposed to being cautious and patient.
And just briefly, Julian, are you at all surprised that we might be hearing some disingenuousness from any president's critics at a time like this? We understand that lawmakers know full well that there's been an effort for quite a while now to try to figure out, to sort out what is up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, that is part of American politics and part of why we know more about things in the air, often akin to garbage, is we have better surveillance and we're paying more attention to this, as Juliet Kayyem wrote in The Atlantic, and they know this. But look, when there's an opportunity in American politics, the opposition will seize it. And that's what you're seeing today. Inconsistency, hypocrisy, disingenuous is all part of the game.
Cheery. Princeton University historian Julian Zelizer, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.